In today's competitive business landscape, organizations are constantly seeking ways to effectively manage their portfolios and deliver value to their stakeholders. One approach that has gained significant recognition is the Balanced Scorecard. This strategic management framework provides a comprehensive and balanced view of an organization's performance by measuring key performance indicators across various perspectives. In this P3M podcast, I'm your host Kailash Upadhyay. We'll try to explain how the Balanced Scorecard can be utilized in portfolio management and how it adds value for the organization. Furthermore, to illustrate its application, I will use a hypothetical example of a technology company called Tech Solutions. Okay, let's start with a brief introduction to Balanced Scorecard. Balanced Scorecard is a performance measurement framework developed by Robert Kaplan and David Norton in the early 90s. It goes beyond financial indicators and incorporates non-financial metrics to provide a balanced perspective of an organization performance. It consists of four interrelated perspectives, you can also call dimensions, which are financial, customer, internal processes, and learning and growth. Okay, let me also give a brief overview of portfolio management before linking it with the Balanced Scorecard. Portfolio management involves managing a collection of projects, programs, and other initiatives to achieve strategic objectives. It aims to optimize resource allocation, mitigate risk, and maximize the value generated from the portfolio. Effective portfolio management requires a clear understanding of organization's strategic priorities and the ability to align the projects and program accordingly. So now I will try to link the Balanced Scorecard and portfolio management. The Balanced Scorecard can be a valuable tool in portfolio management as it provides a framework for aligning projects and program with the organization's strategic objective. By incorporating the Balanced Scorecard perspective into portfolio management, organization can ensure that portfolio composition reflect a balanced set of initiatives across various dimensions. So let's talk about the first dimension of Balanced Scorecard, which is financial performance. The financial perspective of Balanced Scorecard focuses on measuring financial outcomes and objectives. It includes metrics such as revenue, profitability, return on investment, and cost control. By considering the financial performance in portfolio management, organization can prioritize projects and program that contributes to their financial goal. The second dimension of Balanced Scorecard is customer satisfaction. The customer perspective emphasizes meeting and exceeding customer expectations. It involves measuring customer satisfaction, loyalty, market share, and brand perception. By integrating customer satisfaction matrix into portfolio management, organization can prioritize initiative that enhances the customer experience and drive customer loyalty. The third perspective of Balanced Scorecard is internal processes. The internal processes perspective focuses on optimizing internal operations and improving efficiency. It involves measuring key processes, quality control, cycle time, and cost management. By considering internal process matrix in portfolio management, organization can prioritize initiatives that streamline operations and drive process improvement. The fourth and last perspective or dimension is learning and growth. The learning and growth perspective emphasizes that development of human capital, organization culture, and knowledge management. It involves measuring employee satisfaction, skills development, innovation, and employee retention. By incorporating learning and growth matrix into portfolio management, organization can prioritize initiative that foster a culture of learning, innovation, and continuous improvement. So these are the four dimension or perspective of balanced scorecard. To effectively integrate the balanced scorecard into portfolio management, organizations need to establish clear link between the strategic objective defined in the balanced scorecard and the projects and program in the portfolio. This involves mapping the objectives, measures, and target from balanced scorecard perspective to the portfolio management initiative. By aligning the portfolio with the balanced scorecard, organization can ensure that project selection and prioritization are driven by strategic consideration. Okay, let me explain this concept with a case study. Tech Solutions, a leading technology company, implemented the balanced scorecard approach in its portfolio management practices. By aligning their portfolio with the balanced scorecard perspective, Tech Solutions was able to achieve the following outcome: improved financial performance through targeted investment in revenue-generating projects, enhanced customer satisfaction by prioritizing initiatives that directly impacted the customer experience, streamlined internal processes and reduced operational cost through process optimization project, and also focused on employee development and innovation, resulting in culture of continuous improvement. So this is how a tech solution which could improve their financial performance, enhance customer satisfaction, streamline their processes, and also focused on employee development and innovation by using the balanced scorecard model in their portfolios. So to conclude, the balanced scorecard provides a holistic framework for managing performance and aligning strategic objectives with portfolio management. By incorporating the balanced scorecard perspective into portfolio management practices, organization can effectively prioritize and manage initiatives that contributes to financial success, customer satisfaction, operational excellence, and employee growth. Through the case study of Tech Solutions, we have seen how the balanced scorecard can be implemented to drive value and achieve organizational goal. And that's conclude another episode of P3M. I hope you have enjoyed today's discussion and gained valuable insight on balanced scorecard. If you have any questions, comments, and topic suggestions for future episode, please reach out to me. I would love to hear from you and appreciate your engagement. Also, don't forget to subscribe to P3M, the Project, Program, and Portfolio Management Knowledge Series on your favorite podcast platform, so you can never miss an episode. And if you found this episode added value, please consider leaving a review. Your feedback means a lot to me and help me reach more people like you. That's all for now. Stay tuned for my next episode, where I will dive into another exciting topic. Until then, take care, stay curious, and keep exploring the world around you.